Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh yeah, it's parade time, baby. Arena Bowl 30 champions. What's up, Philadelphia Soul? Oh, baby. Yeah, the Philadelphia Soul won Arena Bowl 30. They are back-to-back champions. We got a parade in Philadelphia, baby. Celebrate it. Yeah. They won 44-40. And you know what? Generally, I bash arena football and all that, but I've been coming to a really weird, let's get trippy for the end of the show, shall we? Arena football could be a sort of look into the future of what the NFL could become. Now, look, they're not going to play in a hockey rink, but there is something to be said for what arena football is putting together, right? They're a bit ahead of the curve in what the NFL has been looking to do. What is it? It's a pass-happy league. Scoring is through the roof. 44-40. Now, you're not going to have 50-yard fields in the NFL. I don't think that ever happens. You're going to stick with 100. But arena football does have something right. And here's the other thing about it. When I look at arena football and I look at the NFL, one of the things that intrigues me about arena football, because the field is smaller, you have a smaller number of players. And I would be so curious to see. A lot of times in practice, you hear about 7-on-7 drills. It'd be fun to see that in a game setting, wouldn't it? It would be interesting to watch an NFL game played with your actual NFL players. Watch the Eagles and the Dolphins or whoever they're playing. See a 7-on-7 game. It's not something that's a totally foreign concept because arena football already does it. And on top of that, another sport that does 7-on-7s is rugby. Rugby's an 11-on-11 game. Traditionally, that's what it is. That is a full, if you're going to see, you know, a typical match, it's going to be 11-on-11. But there are tournaments and there is a whole culture around sevens rugby. So a few less players, the same size field, you get a little more space to run, big plays. That's appealing, isn't it? Think of what the running game would look like in the NFL if you had only 7 players on each side of the field. That's a lot more space to work with. Guys like Darren Sproles, if you want to go classic, guys like Barry Sanders, oh boy, 7-on-7, good luck. It would be an interesting experiment. It really would be, because there's a problem now. When the athletes, as they get bigger and stronger and faster, what happens is, by nature of that, the field gets smaller. You're able to cover, you know, safeties can cover ground faster than they ever could before. Linebackers can do the same. Your wide receivers are these big, bulky, hulking guys that they can catch a pass over the middle, a guy like Alshon Jeffrey, and they can run for 60 yards down the field. I mean, they're really impressive specimens, and they get better by the day. What would it be like if it was 7-on-7 football, something that arena football and now the back-to-back champion, Philadelphia Soul, that kind of game set they bring to the table? I'm curious about it. I really am, because Here's the other thing. As it gets crowded, the field gets crowded because these players are bigger and stronger and faster, and therefore, you know, they're covering the field so much more quickly, you could have a higher injury risk. And we're always talking about the health of athletes. How can we keep football players healthier? How can we make it a game that fans still want to see and enjoy? Well, maybe take a player or two off the field. Maybe 9-on-9. Yeah, it's radical. But why not? Football's a game that, you know, the NFL became a league in its very raw sense in the 1930s, 1920s. It's not like God descended from the sky and said, this is football and it is good and this is how we will play it. Like, a bunch of people made it up in a yard somewhere and it became really popular. That's great. Doesn't mean we can't have some fun with it. Throw it apart. If you had 9-on-9, 7-on-7, you know, something like arena football does where you have less players on the field, it could be a situation where people are healthier. You have less injury risk. Think of, you know, offensive linemen stepping on another lineman's ankle. You have less opportunities for that kind of situation. Could be a better league. Could be a safer league. Another thing, think about this. One of the biggest problems with football today is the quarterback position, right? Quarterbacks have such a high demand because you need to be, like, to be a professional athlete, you need to be in, like, the top 0.1%. You are a rare breed to just be in the league. You are exceptional. Then, to be a quarterback, you've really got to be exceptional. You've got to be able to throw with pinpoint accuracy. You need to read defenses. You need to have the decision-making, all that kind of stuff. It's a huge demand to put on a quarterback. They have to be the leader of the team, all these intangibles. So the box gets smaller of people that fit what it takes to be a modern-day quarterback. Well, hey, let's get weird with it. You know what fits in an NFL system where you'd have less players on the field, like arena football, where it's, you know, 7-on-7, 8-on-8, 9-on-9, that kind of thing. If you were to reduce the number of players on the field, you would get better quarterback play. You'd have less chances for interceptions. And on top of that, what you would see, you'd see a bigger growth in running quarterbacks. It'd be a better fit for the college game. All of the quarterbacks that come out of college, the biggest knock on these guys, Lamar Jackson is a fantastic athlete, and he's an interesting quarterback prospect. I haven't seen enough tape to tell you whether or not he's going to be a good pro. But he's interesting. He's fun. He's a really good runner. And if he was playing in an NFL where there were less players on the field, where scoring was higher because there's more space for these players to run, he'd be a really exciting prospect if he wasn't already. Guys like Michael Vick, if you thought he was incredible and fun to watch in 11-on-11, imagine if it was 8-on-8, 7-on-7. Michael Vick would do whatever he wants in that scenario. And those guys who are good running quarterbacks but aren't the best passers, they could make a living in the NFL if there were less players on the field. It's just more space to operate. So, hey, is it weird? Yeah, but you know what? Football already exists like that. Arena is a testing ground for it. And it would be interesting to see if there was some point down the line where, as teams practice 7-on-7 occasionally, if we saw that in some sort of game format. It'd be fun. It'd be a change of pace. Maybe it makes the league safer. Maybe it's more exciting. Is it the NFL we grew up with? No, but change is good sometimes. Sometimes it's good to get something and just mangle it to bits and see what happens. I'm that kind of guy. I'm that destructive force of nature. So, by the way, I'm Vince Quinn, prophet of weird football theories. And if you enjoyed the show, you can find me on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. That's all one word, at It's Vince Quinn. And by the way, I'll be back on in, let me do the math here, I guess 16 hours. So I will be back on at 10 p.m. tonight till 2 a.m. And we'll talk about all sorts of, I don't know, maybe we'll turn basketball into a 2-on-2 sport just to make things continuously weird. as it's gotten at the end of this show. But, yeah, you know, Eagles conversation, Conor McGregor, all that kind of stuff. We'll get into that. But thanks to Mike Angelina for producing the program, Tom Kelly for doing the updates, and hey, thank you. I appreciate you tuning in and enjoying the show. I hope you've had a good time. It matters to me. So I'm Vince Quinn. Stay tuned for Peter Solomon. He's coming up next. Go Reese Lightning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.